might say that you work till after, after sun, and would you say sundown?
I guess so.
I work till dark a minute for day.
Excuse me?
I work till dark a minute for day.
She said, what would you say?
You were gonna tell somebody how hard you worked, that you worked till.
Well, back then, you didn't work by the hour, you worked by the day.
That's going on. Okay,
A day is kind of sun up or sun down then.
Yeah, just kept going till it was done again. Somebody's got to be done. Did you have ways to describe weather, you know, certain ways, when it was a real nice day? Or let's say, for instance, let's say it's in the fall, you know, and you get up in the morning and there's that real, you know, snappy kind of feeling in the air. Did you have any way of describing
that? No. Oh, you mean any...
They fall in there.
Just, well, how would you describe
Oh, you mean... Oh, yeah, I think I understand that. We'd say it's fair.
It's real like cold in the morning. It's kind of
blustery. Some of it's real...
Blustery, yeah. It's kind of...
Windy and rainy, we'd say it's blustery.
If like the weather was changing, you know, and you expected it to snow or rain, and it was, you know, how it gets and the clouds build up and everything, was there special ways to describe that? I mean, would you say that it was, you know, threatening or something like that?
Well, I...
Not to that.
Please don't, you know, I mean, don't feel bad about this thing. This is just different questions that they want.
I don't believe we had any special words for that.
No, okay. If it was an ugly day, you know, rainy day, would you just refer to it as rainy, cold? Any kind of word, just slang words, most of these are, you know, that's all we're interested in. I mean, when I might usually say that it's just a bad day, but some people say dreary or smurry. I've never heard smurry, but some people say that. This is one, like, when there are different kinds of rains, I usually say that it's spitting, you know, when it's just a little bit of a rain. I usually say spitting, or if there's a real heavy rain, like a cloud burst, you know.
Well, it's just sometimes when we just say, just a little rain, we'd say misted.
Oh, misted. Yeah. What about a big, heavy, unexpected rain?
What do we say? Blustery?
Downpour.
Downpour coming here.
Yes. A storm that has a lot of thunder and lightning.
Electrical storm.
This one. When you have in the summertime when you're growing things and it doesn't rain for a long time and it hurts the crops.
What you call that season?
Yeah. What do you call
it? I call it a drought.
Is a drought different from a dry
spell? No, a drought's dry, a long dry spell.
Long dry spell. How long does it have to be to hurt the crops? How long does a drought have to be before it really starts to hurt?
Well, it depends on different lands. Some lands will stand it longer than others will. If it's too dry, 2 or 3 weeks stuff begins to show it though.
I see. Let's see, what else did we need to... Oh, when we were talking about the fireplace, when you build up on the fireplace,